At the time that I was born, it was just my sister. But then after that came my brother, another sister, and all of us lived in a two-room apartment.
Wow.
Okay. And it was just kind of stressful. Even though I was a kid, we didn't have much. We had to make it by whatever we got. At that time, the government was calling themselves helping us by giving us commodities, you know, government food. So we had to get up early in the morning and dark and go stand in line. Because if you didn't do that, you'd be there half a day. Mm. And we sufficed. We made it by with that.
Okay. All right. So what would you say causes mental illness later in life?
Mental illness later in life. That's a tricky question because, you know, you could have tragic events that happen to you mm-hmm. when you're younger. Mm. And it just wears on you. It wears on you. And then as you see different things happening to other people and stuff like that, you go back to what happened to you. And it kind of gets you in a state of depression, gets you feeling real moody and everything. And the more you do this, the more you dwell on this, these old past events in your life, it takes its toll on you.
Okay. Did you find yourself worried for Hurricane Harvey? Why or why not?
Well, being that I grew up in Galveston, and Galveston is constantly hit by hurricanes when I was young and everything, I just didn't really feel that Harvey was going to be a big threat. Mm-hmm. I felt it was just going to be a typical hurricane, and a couple of days later, it would be all over, and everybody would just go back to doing what they was doing. I was wrong.
Mm. Okay. Would you say that the storm affected you, and like how?
Well, the storm definitely affected me because it was, it limit access to doing things, to going places. We were fortunate not to have the power off, but still we was prisoners, you know, in our own surroundings and stuff. And that's not good when you got a group of miserable people trying to get along with each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it had an effect, but not like I thought it would. I thought it was going to be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. What was the most impacting experience that you dealt with during the storm, Hurricane Harvey?
I guess the most impacting serious things that I dealt with during the storm was thoughts of the end results. What was going to happen afterwards when there was constant threat of them releasing water in the levee and flooding the place. Mm-hmm. We was on edge each time, each moment, you know, wondering if the knock was going to come on our door to evacuate.
And as you saying that, I could see how that would affect someone's mental health. So did you witness the effects of mental health deterioration on anyone during the storm?
Well, not during the storm, but after the storm, I experienced a whole lot of that. Mm-hmm. Because I left to go at WAM, that's West Houston Assistance Ministry. And we were, it wasn't an obligation, but it was what we wanted to do, is help people that was really affected with the storm, people that had lost everything, you know, people that needed clothing, people that needed food, people that needed just somebody to listen to, somebody to help them, other than filling out papers and everything and having them to sit and wait. We were emergency assistance for these people.
So do you think mental illness can formulate due to natural disaster, like actual mental illness?
Mental illness can come when you least expect it. Natural disasters and stuff is just a elevation in it. You know, we can sit and we can think of things we didn't have, things we didn't do, places we didn't go, and see other people walking around happy and everything, and it can erupt at any time. Natural disasters is just an added attraction to it.
How would you explain the manner in which the media sets us up to feel about an impending natural disaster? So like the news, like social media?
Well, what I experienced during that is that in certain areas, certain groups of people, where they were grouped, you know, according to class. Whereas the lower class didn't receive the immediate attention that a lot of the upper class people received, it was harder on some school districts that in the past had the hand-me-downs and stuff. The attention didn't come readily for them as it did for other schools and other areas, other people. Even in a trash pickup, a lot of the lower income areas had to sit back and wait while the other neighborhoods would get cleaned up. It's something that makes you want to just scream or cry, because you don't have no control over it.
Do you feel mental health assistance for disaster survivors is needed as much as other accommodations that they're provided, such as the late help and care?
It is definitely needed. You know, if you got peace of mind, if you're able to think straight, if you're able to even crack a smile, I'm talking about all the food and clothing is no good if you can't do this. That's, you know, the mind controls just about everything. You can be the richest person in the world, and if you have a sick mind, the two don't mix like oil and water. You can put them together, you can shake them up and everything, but eventually they're going to separate